Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Shkalim, Perig Aleph, Mishnah, hey, Apple Pisha Amru, even though we said, Ein Mimashkinen, we don't take a mashkin from Nashim, from women, Va'avadim, or an Evid Kanani, who Api Allah has the same din as an Isha when it comes to mitzvahs, Uketanim, or from Ketanim, Ketanim means under 20 when it comes to Machzus HaShekel, but the Mishnah tells us, a Chiddush, Im Shaklu, if they donate a machzus shekel on their own, mekablin miyadan, we do take it from them. What's the chiddush? Because there's a problem. If you give over money and you don't really mean to give it over, it stays yours. So it turns out we're buying a carbon tzibur with money that belongs to a yachid. That's not good. So it has to be that they really mean with all of their heart to totally give it away to the tzibur, give the money away to the tzibur. But if we clarify that, it's no problem. Then we take the machzus shekel from these people. On the other hand, the oivet kechavim v'hakuti sheshaklu, who come to bring a machzus shekel, ein mekablin miyadan. Who were the kutim? There was a king called Sancherev, Sancherev melech Asher. And when he took over a country, he had an interesting mahalach. He took all the people from the country, sent them off someplace else, like he did to the Aseres HaShvatim. And then he brought people from a different country into that country. So he brought kutim into Eretz Yisrael, after he sent away the Aseres HaShvatim. Originally, the Kutim were Megaya themselves, but it turned out later it was not a sincere Geirus. They had a problem that lions were attacking them in the open. They said, what? You go into a jungle, that's one thing, but for lions to come amongst people and attack them, what's happening? They were told, you can't din avodah zarah, serve avodah zarah here in Eretz Yisrael. So they were Megaya themselves, but their Geirus was not sincere. Later on, it turned out they were mamish ovdei avodah zarah. So from an ovid kechavim and a kuti, we do not accept the machzus hashekel. Furthermore, ve'ein mekablin miyadam, kinei zavin, ve'kinei zavais, ve'kinei yaldas. Literally, a kan is a nest. But it means these are bird karbonis that a zav, a ziva, or a yaldas would bring. Zav and a ziva is different types of tumah. Yaldas is a woman that had a baby. We learned it in Masechtas Pesachim, I'm sure you remember from Parshas Tazria. 40 days after the birth of a boy, or 80 days after the birth of a girl, if the woman brings certain karbonis, then it's mutter for her to come to the Beis HaMikdash and to partake of Hegdash. Really, she's supposed to bring a lamb as a karbon oila and a bird as a karbon chatas. If she can't afford it, she can bring a pair of birds. One of them replaces the lamb. So this pair of birds is called kinei yaldais, literally the nests of a woman after childbirth. So we don't accept this from Ovdei Kechavim and Kutim, as well as V'chatois V'Hashamis, which are karbonis that are brought when a person is over certain types of aveiros. Chatas is generally speaking for an aveira b'shoigeg, Asham is for certain types of aveiros. Avol but nidarim v'nadavais. Someone says, oh, I take upon myself to bring a carbon stamazai, or he donates this carbon, this animal, I want it to go to Hegdash, mekabel miyadan, that we're mekabel from them. How do we know this? Because the Gemara says in Masechtas Menachos, it says, ish, ish, from the second ish, we are marba, everybody. Shenoidrim nidarim v'nedavas ki Yisra. Aye, maybe that's only by a carbon oila, because it says over there, asha yakrivo l'ashem l'oila. How do I know the same is true if they want to donate a carbon shlamim? Pasuk says l'chal nidreya. But maybe it's only animal karbonites. How do we know it's true for birds or menachais, wine, levaino, or eitzim? So the pasuk says, l'chal nidreim v'l'chal nidvaisam. Any neder, any nedava, we accept from them. Zakla, this is the rule. Kol shen neder v'nedav, it's something that you promise or donate, mekablin miyada. Kol shen ein neder v'nedav, it's not something that you promise or donate. It's something you have to bring because of a certain situation. Like in the case of Toma, ain't the Kabbalah Miyada. Anything that you can't donate, we don't accept from them. Like a Karm Chattas. Can you donate a Karm Chattas? No, it's only if a person sins. He brings a Karm Chattas. And it's only if he sins Vishaygik. V'cheinu mefayrish ayadei Ezra. And this was made clear by Ezra. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, lo lechem v'lanu livnais as bayis lelekenu. Koyresh gave the order that the Yidden can rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash. So along came people, and they said to Zerubbabel and to the Kohen Gadol Yeshua, oh, we want to help you. They said, no, you can't help us. It's not for you and for us together to build the house of Hashem. Then they went and they did everything within their power to try to stop the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kotim especially. They made all kinds of tzaras. Eventually they persuaded the king to change his mind. You see, Zerubbabel and Yeshua understood that when they came to offer their help, what was their plan? To sabotage the whole thing. The sneakiest and best way to destroy something is to make believe I'm your friend and I'll join you. And then from the inside, you can make a lot more tzaras. Okay, so let's chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that even though we said we don't take a mashkin from women, avadim, or ketanim, if they want to donate a machzah shekel, we do take it from them, on the condition they completely donate it to the tzibur. Not so in the case of Eved Kechavim and Kuti, who want to bring a shekel, we do not accept it from them. We don't accept any type of carbon that they have to bring. Kinei Zavim, Kinei Zaves, Kinei Yaldes, Chetoes, Shamis. These are things you can't donate. If a certain thing takes place, you bring these karbanis. That we don't accept from them. But Nidarim and Nidavais that they want to promise or donate on their own, that we do accept from them. By the way, what is the difference between a neder and a nedava? The answer is, a neder is where a person says, Harei Alai, I take it upon myself to bring a carbon. A nedava is where I point to something and I say, this, I am donating this, Harei Zu, Harei Zeh. Chazal prefer a nedava to a neder. Because by a neder, if I say I take it upon myself, let's say he separates a carbon to bring it, and he never winds up bringing it, or he sends it with someone and never comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he's still responsible, because he said he takes it upon himself. But if you say Arei Zu, you're much safer. If I say this belongs to Hegdish, and this gets lost, it's not my responsibility. Wherever it is, it belongs to Hegdish.